hard to get through it, you know. So, but once we're through it, they're going to be a better basketball team because of it.
Season openers bring a year's worth of lessons to the Panthers and live music to end 2011. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley. That news and more up next. What's up with the weather this winter? With the exception of a couple of snow dumps, it's been a lot of rain. Turns out, a series of low-pressure systems from the North Pacific have been hovering over southeast Alaska this month, causing higher temperatures and rain. Pete Boyd is a forecaster with the National Weather Service for southeast Alaska.
It's the track of these low-pressure systems that have been moving in. As we get some ridging over the panhandle, we've got these southerly winds, which has just been moving up this warm air. And with this current system, it's pretty much raining across the entire southeast Alaska panhandle.
Parts of southeast, like ours, have experienced record highs on some December days, with fewer dips below normal temperatures. Juneau's average temperature for the month, for example, is 34.3 degrees, almost 4 degrees above normal. Boyd says the same conditions have created above-average temperatures in South Central and the interior this month.
The same pattern's been affecting Southeast Alaska and the interior as well.
Temperatures are dropping in the Northern Panhandle, though, as a winter storm warning is in effect until 9 a.m. Thursday. Snow is expected to pile up 5 to 9 inches, with lows 19 to 27 degrees. Cloudy skies and more snow is expected throughout the weekend and into the beginning of the new year. Skagway Police Department wants another dispatcher. The borough's public safety departments, like fire, ambulance, and police, say it's a necessary part of an upgrade to the system that turns a 911 emergency call into help is on the way. Misty Wiley reports from Skagway on how dispatch works in small, remote communities in the Northern Panhandle.
During the last assembly meeting on December 16th, Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett requested the assembly approve hiring a new dispatcher for Skagway Station. I was able to talk to him while he was out of town. The biggest reason for the request, he said, is that since AP&T upgraded their equipment, the 911 system has been less effective and efficient for the community, which is creating the need for a new dispatcher.
It's just technology as a whole. No one's the bad guy here, and The issue is we need to continue to protect life and property, you know, the best we can and provide an appropriate response. Unfortunately, we're going to have to really consider with that one more dispatcher. And that's due to technology. You know, it's like with the computer programs that you use. You used to do a lot of things with like one program. Now you have to use different programs to do what you want to do. And technology, unfortunately, it requires more precision to deliver what it's supposed to do.
Ray went on to give some other reasons why he has requested another dispatcher be brought on staff.
You know, the switch has made it where, for example, if it rings in all four houses, but if I've got a couple of guys out of town, we still have two people in town, which is how we do it. Then the thing is if one person picks up the phone, he has total control of it. No one else can hear it. He's captured that call. But if it's a two-officer response, like a fight or a family disturbance or something that requires two people to go to, we have no one else there to answer 911 during that time because the old system allowed the flexibility of going over the radios and, you know, the new switch and narrow banding and what have you combined is not going to allow that. That's where our concern is. Prior to this, we could because it rang over the radios. It wasn't good. And to my knowledge, I don't know that it'd ever be a good system. We've had people try to call in fires before, and they tried to get 911 and kept trying to get 911 and get through and couldn't, you know, because the system glitched. I mean, it is just a system, and no one could answer it. And then we've had people have called 911 and did not get picked up in time, no way to call them back.
Currently, there are four dispatchers, one of whom is the police clerk who acts as a dispatcher while covering her shift. They work 8-hour shifts, meaning that two full shifts per week are not staffed by a dispatcher. The gap gets wider when one of the dispatchers is sick or on vacation. In the past, an officer was able to answer a 911 call on his radio. As this is no longer an option, the department decided to ask for the additional personnel in order to make sure there is someone there to answer those critical calls.
You know, there's just my concern is for the safety of folks when they want to dial 911, and then for property. I think that's a really concern because, you know, like I was explaining to you earlier, our fire alarm system rings in to a switch there in dispatch, which rolls to a computer. If the computer is not accessed within a few seconds, then it takes a modem and calls the radio system. Then it puts a dial tone over the fire pagers, and someone from the fire department has to get down to the station to see where that alarm is and then respond to that alarm. You know, that's a lot of time there that goes by. If there's a glitch in any part of that paging system or the lines or something like that, then it does not get dispatched. No one knows what's going on. And that's a concern. I mean, I'm a conservative. I want to not just fill positions. We're not heavily staffed. We've been okay with what we've got, and we've been doing okay with what we've got. I'm not trying to add more officers or anything else. I support saving money, but I also want to support what I believe to be the best for Skagway, you know, from a public safety. You know, we're unfortunately at a point technologically with the phone systems and radio systems that now we are required to have to step it up.
You may ask how other communities are able to staff 911 communications 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I spoke with Chief Gary Lowe in Haines to answer this question. How many dispatchers are on staff in Haines?
We have five.
What schedule do the dispatchers work?
They work 5/8.
The Skagway Assembly tabled this issue until the January 5th meeting in order to get more information. The first reading of an ordinance to approve this new dispatcher position will be given during that meeting. Reporting for KHNS in Skagway, I'm Misty Wiley.
Skagway Panthers girls basketball team has already seen everything a season can throw at them, even though it just started. While other students are on holiday break, student athletes are taking the off time to travel to other schools for early season tournaments. Schools like Thunder Mountain, where the girls took the tournament title after a tight win against Wrangell. Laura Lebesky and Mark Jennings are the Panthers' coaches.
They went 4-0 in the Juneau tournament. They won in the championship against Wrangell. Wrangell varsity. That was a tough battle. They have a pretty good post, and you know they came out of that with a lot of confidence.
But the next tournament, which finished up Wednesday in Ketchikan, was a complete 180.
We came off the Juneau JV tournament with a little bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence, but somehow on the way down to Ketchikan, we have struggled to find our identity a little bit.
It didn't help that the 2A Skagway was facing 4A powerhouses with almost twice as many players, and that many of the Panthers are relatively new to the game, and that there are only 7 players traveling right now.
You know, with younger kids and kids that didn't get a lot of playing time last year, I mean, it's just going to take some time. So, you know, I'm not pushing the panic button yet. I mean, we just have to find our way a little bit with this new team and new players and a new system, and it's just going to take a while for them to gel a little bit.
The girls faced Ketchikan for the first time and took a 52-37 loss, and also lost to Sitka before the tournament ended.
It's always good to test them, you know. I mean, test them mentally, and that's what this is doing. It's just, you know, it's hard to get through it, you know. So, but once we're through it, they're going to be a better basketball team because of it.
The learning experience and the chance to see some great playing from other schools is humbling, says Jennings, but will also help the team to figure out what they should be working on when they get back to Skagway.
Our biggest weakness in, you know, so far is bringing the ball up the court, and that's never really been an issue for us in the past. So, you know, at least we know what to work on in practice.
The team is fairly new together, with Anna Korsmo and Roy Lieberton as the returning starters.
Then we have Polly Brown, J.C. Ellis, and Hanno Daniel, who are, you know, they're not new to the game, and they have a lot of talent. They're just, you know, they're new to pressure situations. And, you know, I think that's the good that's going to come out of this, is that those kids are going to realize where they need to step up. And, you know, I think that, you know, once they learn that, which they're learning the hard way at this point, we're going to be a tough basketball team. But that's going to take some time.
The boys, coached by John O'Daniel and Mark Jennings this year, went 2-1 in the Juneau tournament. Their next tournament is the Don Hather tournament on January 3rd. The Panthers girls get back to town on Friday. Indigo is a deep blue dye. It was used in ancient civilizations, often found in some of humankind's early artwork. Indigo Trio is three musicians on piano, clarinet, and cello. And they're ending 2011 with live shows in Haines and Skagway this week. The group plays Bach and Brahms, but they also do Artie Shaw and klezmer music, and Radiohead and Lady Gaga. The Haines and Skagway Arts Councils present the Indigo Trio in Haines, December 29th, 7 p.m. at the Chilcat Center for the Arts. In Skagway, the group plays December 31st, 7 p.m. at the Skagway School. Tickets are at the door. Call 766-3356 for more information. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.